Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Every Tuesday, we get together at 4 p.m. We do the think tank where we have a friend from the Republican side and a friend from the Democrat side. Come on. I'm not just saying it because these guys are here, but we don't have idiots and we don't have bomb throwers. We've had them before, and I said they couldn't come back. So we just don't play like that. We'll have heated debates and we'll have spirited discussions, but none of that crap. Today, we have St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. We have State Rep. Ian Mackey, good to see you. Especially, I see Steve all the time, feels like. Everywhere I go, he's there. But it's been a while for you.
So. It's been a while, yeah. 5 months down in Jeff City. Glad to be back.
He's been busy.
That's right. Yeah, you have. And a special session. Like, I don't understand. Me not know words.
Sure.
Like, I don't know what all this means. So just start out at square one for me.
Yeah, well, the governor, it's in his purview to call a special session. He chose to do that pretty soon after we left our regular session and adjourned. We met last week. The bill originated in the Senate and then moved over to the House. The reason for the special session primarily was to put a deal on the table for the Chiefs and Royals to remain in Missouri, particularly the Chiefs, who have been wooed by Kansas with a deal that their legislature put together last year. But from there flowed a number of different things. $100 million in tornado relief for the city of St. Louis was a big piece of that. There was a $50 million appropriation for a nuclear reactor at Mizzou that actually provides life-saving cancer cures and treatments for folks there. It's going to be just a groundbreaking achievement for them. And then a big property tax scheme that I know my county executive friend over here is probably interested in discussing, and that's the piece I know the least about, and by all accounts seems to probably not hold up in court. But it was really the Chiefs and the Royals, particularly the Chiefs, who were being wooed by Kansas. And
so where do we stand with that? How are we looking?
Well, I mean, the timeline's ticking. I think their lease on Arrowhead's up at the end of the month on June 30th. And, you know, they've got to make a decision pretty soon. It seems like, you know, hopefully with this deal on the table that they'll rebuild right there at Arrowhead with a new stadium. You know, this one's 20, 30 years old. And hopefully they'll stay in Missouri. You know, and I wasn't excited about, you know, well, and we didn't really throw money at them. We basically said they could keep a lot of the money that they generate, which is a better deal than most taxpayers get. But if they move 10 minutes across State Line Road, we get $0. And it's different than the Rams moving to Los Angeles or the Oilers moving, you know, or the Raiders moving from Oakland to Vegas, moving 10 miles across the street. Just, I think, creates an economic vacuum for this city of Kansas City that could be devastating. So for a lot of reasons, it made sense to me and to a lot of my colleagues. And I think it's a deal, hopefully, that they'll accept.
Did Kansas give them a real sweetheart deal?
Kansas's deal was sweeter than ours, for sure. But I don't think it's I think it makes sense for them to stay.
So you gave them a hometown discount.
That's right.
Right?
Correct.
It's, yes. 30% instead of 50 or?
No, we're at 50%. Or, Kansas is at
70%. 70. We're 20% there. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 50 versus 70.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's government picking winners and losers. And in that sense, I guess I don't like it. But here's an important distinction. What's the worst type of this is when you've got people within the region or within the state who are given subsidies to get one business to move from one part of the state to the other. And mm-hmm. we've had that problem here in the region, you know, mm-hmm. people moving from the city out to St. Charles County or vice versa. That's terrible and totally unnecessary. The best thing about this, or the only good thing about this, is we're not competing one part of the state against another. We're competing against a different state.
Yeah.
Okay? And what we're allowing our teams in Kansas City to do is be competitive against Kansas. And if there's a subsidy that the state should be at least considering, it's a subsidy like this, where we're competing against another state and not competing yeah. against each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were the two tied together on, like, by nature?
Well, I mean, they were...
Or were they separate issues for the Royals and for the Chiefs?
Oh, the Royals and Chiefs were together.
Okay, because that makes a big deal too, right?
Right.
And, It's because it's 81 home games for a baseball team, fueling people coming downtown and doing all that. It's not just like 10 home games for a football team.
Right. And the language applies to any sports authority complex for MLB or for NFL. This is also, I know the Cardinals, obviously being in a 20-year-old stadium, are looking at this not too far down the road. This is something they could also make use of in the future.
Well, see, that was, I was still in the Senate the year before they passed the stadium bill, or the year before they didn't pass the stadium bill for the Cardinals. And again, people thought, figured, well, okay, you're against subsidies, so you're gonna be against that. Just turned out I didn't get to vote on it. But here's the deal. You know what we did is we didn't give money to the Cardinals so that they could compete against the Cubs and the Pirates and the Yankees and other teams. We said, no, we're not going to subsidize that stadium. So what did we do? We let them pay for their own stadium, and then we gave them a TIF to do Ballpark Village. So guess what? The Cardinals now can compete against Mike Shannon's and Jay Buck's and several other restaurants.
Patios,
restaurants, local restaurants that have closed down because everybody's going to Ballpark Village. So there's a distinction here between competing against your own local businesses versus competing against the rest of the league.
I know everything's a negotiation, Ian, but was this a negotiation as in we know they'll take this deal and that's why we're passing it?
I don't know. I didn't sit down with the Hunt family or the owners of the Chiefs or any of those bigwigs. I'm a pretty low-ranking Democratic member in the super minority in the House. But that was my understanding. I mean, my understanding was obviously the folks, the governor and other folks who were in those meetings, I think they felt comfortable that this was a deal that was going to be accepted. That's what was communicated to us. And I expect that to be the result.
So how was the general session? I know it ended odd, ended weird.
Oh, yeah. The end of general session, definitely, the first time in, a decade or more, since the Senate ended debate with their leadership closing down debate, moving the question to call it to a vote, which is something that doesn't happen often. And that was so that they could push through a partial repeal of Proposition A, which was a minimum wage and paid sick leave. It was the paid sick leave portion that they were after, and they were successful in repealing that, and then placing another abortion question back on the ballot for voters to consider in 2026. And in order to get that done, they had to end debate. They did that. I know that there's groups, already working to put another issue on the ballot regarding paid sick leave in 2026. We'll be voting on abortion again in 2026, the same two issues we voted on 2 years ago. I assume no matter what happens in 26, we'll be voting on those same issues again in 2028. We're just stuck in this loop.
I'm not sure how honest you can be about this, but among your fellow super minority Democrats, do you say 10 years? Within 10 years, we can catch these guys, or are you like, man, this could just be forever?
Well, here, I will be brutally honest with you, and it's not a popular opinion, at least not yet, but as long as voters can have their cake and eat it too, there's not going to be any consequences for folks in elected office. They've been overturning the will of voters, quote unquote, for 20 years. Puppy mills, concealed carry, minimum wage, you name it. But Medicaid expansion, they tried desperately and had the court, force them into it. And there's no consequences because voters can do two things at the same time. They can say, I want union rights. I want a higher minimum wage. I want abortion protections. And, oh, by the way, I also want all these people who disagree with me on those issues because there's another set of issues there, or, that's just my identity, whatever it is. I had a house on my street that had yes on three for abortion rights and Mike Kehoe for governor in the same yard. And they were not alone. There were plenty of people, as you can see from the results, both of them won. Right. And so folks have to really, not pay just attention to the face and the name and the rhetoric that's coming out of somebody's campaign, but also think about the issues. Right now, there's not that much requirement to think about the issues, to think about who's going to protect abortion rights if they pass, or what issues are going to be represented by this person in Jefferson City when you get to vote on those issues yourself at the ballot.
So is it the kind of thing, Stephen, I want you to answer this too. Is it the kind of thing in Jefferson City that what they're doing feels like dirty pool? It's like, do you want chocolate cake or you want vanilla cake? And they're like, vanilla. And you're like, really? How about the chocolate? Is it whatever's within the rules If it's within the rules, it's kosher, or is it like, this is dirty pool?
I don't think it's dirty pool, and I'll be brutally honest again. I mean, I disagree with my colleagues when it comes to Prop A, my Republican colleagues, the folks who overturned it. When it comes to, you know, I support abortion rights, they don't. This is completely within their purview. They are the state legislature. These are issues they are sent to decide. We come back every year. We come back every year to fix legislation that we passed the year before and the year before that. We don't just call it good and it's done because we've had our say and we put it away. Things continue to be worked on. It's completely within their purview to do this. And guess what? It's up to voters, if they don't like it, to not reelect them. But guess what they keep doing? Reelecting them over and over and over.
To answer Dave's question, how many Democratic senators are there now? Do you know?
There are 10.
There are 10.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
When I went into the Senate, Peter Kinder and I were 11 and 12 mm-hmm. Republicans,
mm-hmm.
and it took us 8 years to get a majority. Actually, 8 years and 25 days. All right. So the answer to your question is 8 years and 25 days. It could change if things go that way. As for the abortion issue, the problem here, is, I think you may agree, is the majority. I think the majority of people in this state do not want abortion on demand, and the majority of the people on this state do not want abortion legal under any circumstances. The majority wants abortion illegal, but exceptions
mm-hmm.
for rape, incest, and health of the mother, and some things like that. We didn't have a way we could put that on the ballot and give people three choices. I think if people had three choices on the ballot last year,
mm-hmm.
the one in the middle would probably win. Now, you know, you're probably on one extreme and I'm on the other, but this next opportunity to vote is really going to give people a choice between abortion being totally legal and abortion being illegal, but with exceptions.
Well, and I think the only part of that I might call dirty pool is you're going to hear the campaign in addition to talking about trans kids, because they put that in there too, so, to help them try to win. But on the abortion issue, they're going to say exceptions. That's what they're going to hit home, because they know that that's popular. Exceptions, exceptions, exceptions. The exceptions in this proposal are good only up to 12 weeks. That is not enough time for a 12-year-old girl who's been raped. It's not. And so you're going to hear exceptions over and over and over, but folks have got to really hone in on that 12-week part. I think if folks understand it and that's what they think about, I think we'll see the narrow majority that we saw with Amendment 3, but there's going to be a lot of other questions swirling in that campaign.
Do you agree with Steve that that's where most of the electorate is in the middle?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think that's true with countries around the world. That's where Europe is. That's where most countries there are. That's where I think most states in the United States are. I think we've got some eastern and western seaboard states that might be a little further along. But I think, and I'm further along, certainly, I would be more in line with those states. But I think overall, yeah, you know, the squishy middle, the 50% plus one is probably, you know, they want exceptions. They want exceptions, and they want folks who, you know, they don't want to force a 12-year-old girl. They don't want the government forcing a 12-year-old girl to give birth. They don't want that.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm not sure your opinion is further along than mine.
Well, okay. Fair.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi guys, Steve Jay Nast is the think tank with St. Charles Executive Steve Ellman. Boy, does everyone want your job. My goodness gracious. Must be a hell of a job.
I think it is. Yeah. I love my job.
Yeah.
I just don't love politics right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. You were just saying that you were kind of a classic liberal back in the early 70s when you were a teacher and such, and then you've had, obviously, your journey. I've had mine. Ian's had his. We're just talking about how long it took you guys to take over the state house and how long it might take Ian and his friends. Do you think in our lifetimes we'll still be talking Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative? Or do you think maybe a third, maybe something different?
I don't think so. I mean, the third way is just pieces pulled from one end to the other based on who you are as an individual. And I think that's most people. I don't think there is, you know, we've seen candidates try to run on the third way. And then they, you know, we watch them try to split an issue like abortion. We watch them try to split an issue like education.
But
we watch them, you know.
Your party and my party are so much different now than they were 25 years ago.
That is true.
You know. On Friday night, I wasn't at an event. Ran into a lot of old traditional Democrats that I dealt with 25 years ago. And boy, I started talking to them and realized, yeah, boy, these people were good to work with. And in some ways, I have more in common with them than I do some of the some of the extremists in my own party now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it has changed. Take my word for it.
Sure.
From the time I was up there and you were in kindergarten.
Sure,
sir. Your party has changed, and my party has changed. Now, whether they ever come back to where they used to be, or whether they keep going in a different direction, Dave, I think there's a very good chance that that we'll see totally different parties.
I wrote down in my show sheet today, not even thinking about you guys, just in general, is this the worst the parties have ever been?
I think there's less daylight. Or there's more daylight, excuse me, between the parties. There was much less daylight, I think, when Steve was in Jeff City or, you know, just anybody in government. And I think it's, you know, good I wish the parties could work together more. But for example, Tom Eagleton and Jack Danforth, right? Oh, my gosh, we get along. Oh, my God. Two white Ivy League lawyers got along. Really? Mm-hmm. You know, and look at the demographics in Jeff City, how they've changed now that I'm there and when Steve has been there. People from vastly different experiences, vastly different age groups, vastly different professions, especially once term limits set in. We saw young people, we saw people with various different backgrounds coming and you know, their experiences sometimes, you know, cast them in a different light in some folks' point of view. And it makes it harder. The work gets harder and the daylight gets broader.
30 seconds
left.
Back in
the Bush v. Gore days, you know, people complained that there was no difference between the two parties. And of course there was, but compared to today, there wasn't much.
Yeah. Thank you, fellas. We appreciate it. Quick break, right back. DGS.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.